Welcome to the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series, where we are helping you to define and enhance your credibility. Join us as we interview thought leaders about what it takes to be credible in their vertical markets. To learn more, check out thoughtleaderlife.com.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, Global Credibility Expert. Welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is Sarah Ross, who is the UK's number one burnout expert and award-winning speaker, coach, and author who uses her own experiences with burnout and stress in the corporate world to help others recover from burnout. She works with C-suite execs to create an environment with positive, sustainable mental health. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Hi, Mitchell. Thank you for having me.
Hi, and you are welcome. There's some people, not that those that I don't enjoy are not as important, but some people whose green room conversations is so beautiful that I want to share that with the audience. Could you please share, what is your CPOP? What is your customer point of pain?
So, losing employees to mental health issues.
Man, what happened all of a sudden around the world in March is that the entire world had to take station identification, and many employees all of a sudden recognized that, oh, I don't really like my life, or now I got to spend time with my family who I don't like, or things happen. And I, as a manager, I became a psychologist, and life kept changing and changed dramatically for everyone. I could see this being an amazingly important time for you. Tell me more.
So I work with the C-suite to create that mental health environment in their businesses where the conversations can be had around mental health, where we can actually talk about it as a topic rather than something we try and hide behind or try and call it something else. Here in the UK, for instance, most people won't actually put down their illness if they have a day off to stress. They'll call it flu or cold or stomachache, but they wouldn't actually say that it was mental health. Now, if we don't know it's happening and that's what people are suffering with, then we can't have the conversations to improve our company cultures, our company processes, to actually help people be the best they can be. And when our people are the best, our customers get even better service.
Got it. That makes a lot of sense. And so, Sarah, how do you have credibility to do what you do?
So I've been working 20 years, different industries, over 100 different countries, and really looking at how does burnout start? And why is it that people won't talk about it? Now, I had a personal journey with it. And as I started to heal and learn about those red flags that were there, they were all things that I could have spoken about to people, but didn't. And so over the last few years, you know, I've spoken to, coached people, 250, 300 people away from that burnout point. You know, there is a point when chronic stress becomes burnout. And that change is when life is no longer worth living.
Mm.
People tend to be positive when they are chronically stressed. It's just they have too much to do. There's too much going on. But when people burn out, that flame goes out. That fire goes out. Everything becomes tough. I've been there and I've come back. And now it's really to make sure that nobody else ever gets to that point themselves, because we can start to have those conversations much earlier on.
And I think that it sounds very, very, very much. Tell me a little bit more about how do you go about sharing your credibility?
So I, as I said, experienced burnout. I was at the point of deciding the day I would take my own life. And through a very, you know, one day, one person made me realize I had a reason to be here. And I reasoned that that was to make sure that somebody else had somebody to ask for help from. And so as I've begun to share my story, whether that is through speaking on stages, I've been very fortunate to speak at the Women's Economic Forum on 5 different occasions now. I've spoken at conferences. I've been part of a book called Activate Your Life. All of these things are about getting that message to people that it is okay to not be okay, and that it's not weak to speak. So actually opening up. And for some people, they'll see me on stage speaking, and other people, it is a Facebook Live or maybe a meme that I've posted across social media to get that message out that we need to talk about these things.
I want to say that's so beautiful, but I just mean it. What you're doing to the world is absolutely beautiful, and how you're doing it and how you share is very, very elegant. And so if you're listening to this and you're recognizing that this, maybe you or maybe people on the team that you're working with, you're going to want to reach out to Sarah Ross. Sarah, what's the best way for people to go about doing that?
Easiest way for people to find me is on LinkedIn. I am on LinkedIn under the name The Sarah Ross.
Nice. Nice. Beautiful. Sarah, thank you so much for sharing your credibility with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me and the opportunity.
Oh, of course. You're welcome. And what's going to be your story here? Hey, you've enjoyed Sarah because she's got this just super warm heart, but also you recognize the importance of getting this message out. So this is the time to spread some cred dust. Click on the like button, share with your friends, and we'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Life. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Hope you enjoyed this episode in the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series. Please like this episode, subscribe to our channel on the platform you consume content, and activate us by going to thoughtleaderlife.com/activate.